Proclamation number 249 dated the January 6th, 1938. No life without light. Darkness in the beyond. The spiritual beings are approaching you with a request that you give your utmost attention to their proclamation. The Lord has ordained that you shall receive well-ordered teachings so that your spirit will not tire of accepting divine truth. Therefore, contact the spiritual world with complete confidence at all times and let our thoughts affect you to the glory of God, the Most High of heaven and earth. The human being shall live, and he shall live eternally. However, to live means to be enlightened, to receive the light of divine grace on earth, to strive towards the light, and to dwell in an abundance of light, close to his Creator, in eternity. This is how the Lord decided it, and therefore all life on earth is merely a striving towards becoming worthy of being allowed to be close to the Savior in radiant brightness, and so to being infinitely far removed from darkness and its evil powers. For the Savior is the eternal light. You can only understand this if your faith lifts you out of your spiritual darkness. You can only comprehend how wonderful the strength of divine light is when nothing ties you to earthly life anymore. Only then will you fully realize that the Lord's sphere is permeated by the divine Son of Love, that all power and glory is united in this kingdom. Every being requires light to experience the state of bliss, and only he who constantly stays within the deity's vicinity of light, and being worthy of this beatitude, will live in eternity. However, to be without light in the beyond signifies death. Even the most ignorant and obstinate being recognizes the tiniest ray of light as a release from its adversity. It will always seek to follow the ray of light, yet realizing its task in the beyond is still infinitely difficult for it. This is why the hardship of those dwelling in such darkness in the beyond is still far greater than the greatest misery on earth. On earth the Lord shows you his love time and again, for he constantly admonishes you through his messengers. His divine love would like to protect you from this darkness, it would like to spare you the infinitely long time of battle, for you will certainly have a hard battle there until you have detached yourselves from the power of darkness. It will make you infinitely happy if you are allowed to move within the eternal light, yet staying in darkness is indescribably wretched and bitter. Since God the Lord created you as part of the light, he also gave you the opportunity to remain in it, yet the earthly being ignores its purpose of its own free will by not resisting the temptations of the nether world, and so increasingly relinquishes its radiant strength of light and passively allows itself to be pulled down by dark forces. For this reason the world poses the greatest danger for the earthly children if they do not beseech the Heavenly Father for the strength to enable them to walk unscathed through the valley of trials during their earthly existence. After all, the Lord so willingly gives the strength to all of them, for he loves his children far too much as to leave them without strength and without warning at the mercy of evil powers. Amen.